it's disappointing. I'm not surprised, it's just disappointing. You know, we have a lot of guys on this side of the ball that can make plays, whether it's wide receivers, running backs, quarterback position, tight end position. So that, you know, it's kind of disappointing to see the way our season has been going.
How much do injuries play a part of this? I know that they hurt you guys quite a bit.
Well, we're not going to sit here and, you know, feel sorry for ourselves and try to come up with some excuses. But, you know, in reality, it does affect us. You know, you got big play receiver Javon Walker out. You know, our captain Tom Nalen out. Ben Hamilton never even got a chance. I mean, it affects us, but at the same time, you know, you need guys to step up and make plays and fill in. I mean, that's our franchise, so we're happy that he's here, and he's gonna be with us for the rest of the season. And you know, it's just a little sore, and you know, nothing the ice tub couldn't handle.
Brandon, how do you guard against just frustration really getting a hold of you guys?
It's different for every guy. It's different for every guy. I mean, whether it's going in the bathroom while you one-on-one with yourself screaming, and kind of yelling at yourself in the mirror, first you gotta look at yourself, or whether it's leaning on some of your teammates in the locker room. But we'll see what happens this week, and hopefully we can get this thing turned around in this divisional game against KC.
Speaking of the division, you're 3-5 the way you've played, and you're right there in the
division. It's crazy. Man, it's a weird year for football, man, whether it's college football or NFL. You know, some of the dominant teams are down this year, and, you know, us being one of them. You know, so hopefully we get this thing turned around.
How much of it's frustration and how much of it is just so many new guys on both sides of the ball?
No excuses, man. We just not getting it done. We suck right now. Do we suck? No, but right now we do. Overall, we don't, but we can definitely get it turned around if we get our head out our ass and start making plays. You know, me, drop 3 balls in a row. Lucky that thing, it ain't turn around and bite us in the, you know, in our butt. But, you know, Tony made a big play on 3rd down to keep that drive going. But it's just things like that, you know. First, you got to look at yourself individually and go from there.
What can you do to turn that around? Is it something during the weekend practice, or is it just game time execution?
Not sure. Like I said, look within yourself first, and everybody do their part, whether it's a wide receiver, a player, a coach, or, you know, a trainer. You know, everybody got to do their part in this thing to get this thing turned around. It's going to take a group effort, and we're in a big old hole, and hopefully we work ourselves out. It's possible, you know, but it's tough. It's tough. Has it happened before? Yes, but rarely.